Thanks again. Right. Tune in again on Thursday.
Yeah, and until then, stay in the grass. Yeah.
In the grass indeed. Adios, mofos.
Adios.
Sounds like a bonanza.
Them boys ain't right. Rock and roll pre-trolls, you've got it on the mighty No Agendas Dream Show Day. Yet again. Thanks to the Reverend Dr. Pfeiffer and the lovely and talented Dusty Apples for folking us for two solid hours. I am Darren O. This is the Rock and Roll Pre-Show. If you have a request, go to rnr.show. Sorry, Sir Bemrose, I'm going to do the show. No matter how many times you request that I don't. But in honor of the folk hour, I know that last song was a little Justin Town, so how about we start out with a little Steve Earle covering Bruce Springsteen? That should make everybody but Sir Bemrose very happy. And he's really never happy. He doesn't even like a good mouth harp.
I'm gonna be there. I saw her standing on her front porch, just twirling her baton. Me and her went for a ten innocent people died from the town of Lincoln, Nebraska, with a sawed-off 410 across my land, through the badlands a wild man. I killed everything in my path. I can't say that I am sorry for things that we have done. You can't say for a little while, sir, me and her had some fun. Now the jury brought in that guilty verdict, and the judge sentenced me to death. Midnight in a prison storeroom with the leather straps all across my chest. When the man pulls that switch, sir, and he snaps my poor head back, and just make sure my pretty baby is sitting right there on my lap. He declared me unfit to live, sitting in the great void, my soul will be hurled. If you ask why I done what I done, sir, I guess there's just meanness in this world.
Steve Earle covering Springsteen's Nebraska, a song about a murder rampage. I don't know how Bemrose couldn't like that, but we're going to have to mix it up. Bemrose is like, always get the birthday jingle after one song. No, not today. Mixing it up here on the Mighty No Agenda stream. Yes, it's a lullaby about a murder rampage. Where else? But on the Mighty No Agenda stream.
Empty and you hate to face this world alone. So you're searching for an angel or someone who can make you whole. And I cannot say still. Just as fucked as
Behave Yourself. The band is the Macomb, Illinois Boys with the Party Noise, Stabbing Westward. And I accidentally played a band Sir Pembroke likes. What's going on? This isn't good. This is not good. What are the odds? Very low. Very, very low. We'll make up for it here.
Bangkok, oriental setting, and the city don't know what the city is getting. The creme de la creme of the chess world and a show with everything but your riddle. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since Tyranny and Spa had the chess boys in it. I'll change, don't you know the venue? Play at this level, it's an ordinary venue. It's Iceland or the Philippines or Hastings. Oh, La Fontaine! Another when your head's down over your pieces, brother.
It's a drag, it's a ball, it's shooting such a pity to be looking at the bar, not looking at the city.
What do you mean? You see one crowded, stinking, polluted town? It's just like any other.
Girls, warm and sweet, sweet Somerset up in the Somerset Wall Street.
Get tired, you talk to a tourist whose every move is among the purest. I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Bangkok makes a between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok and the tough guys stumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me.
Siam's gonna be the widget to the ultimate test in cerebral fitness. This grips me more than would a muddy old river or a kind Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok and the world's your oyster. The bars and temples, but the pearls ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden cluster. A little fresh, a little history. I can feel an angel sliding up to me. One night in Bangkok makes a hard man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy.
Yeah, a little Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok. Ron V, I see you. We can do it. We got those nails. Really long. About 9 inches. It's a good song to boost to.
Take it, now you can't take that away from me. No.
nails head like a hole. Right here on the Mighty No Agenda Stream, it's a party. People are thinking when there's no net birthday report. The music picks up quick. Here's one Bemrose likes. That'll be two today, which is a record. No mercy for the majority today. FDM joint Jezebel, it's a dance party here on the Mighty No Agenda Stream today. It's like a sock hop, but better. right, that one can sound better. So let's merge.
One, two, three, and.
Song. I want to dance with somebody who loves me, and I know who you love.
Do you want to know who was born today in the world of rock so we can play the tastiest jams and the killer tracks?
no reprieve today. Net, the Black Knight of the Motor City. He comes in every show with a list of musicians having a birthday. Suggest some songs which might kill your mood or make you want to dance. He says it's kind of another slim birthday list. Confucius was born today. He said an impressive government is to be feared more than a tiger, which goes to show even in 500 BC they knew the government sucks. But how about some birthdays? Ed Sullivan was born on this day in 1902, and although he wasn't a musician, he unleashed a lot of acts on the United States public, like this one. And no, Sir Bemrose, I don't want to hold your hand. I guess he wants to hold something else. A little perverted, Ned.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you something. I think you'll understand when I say that something. I want to hold.
On the Ed Sullivan Show, Benny King would be 87 today, and fuck social distancing. You can still stand by me, but I am still not holding your hand. What a bass line.
When the night has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light you'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by. Just as long as you stand by. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
legendary Ben E. King. Stand by me. You've got it on the Mighty No Agenda Stream Rock and Roll Pre-Show. Ned Birthday Report. Nick St. Nicholas, bassist and songwriter for Steppenwolf, is 82 today. Here's a song he wrote about perhaps someone who he did business transactions with. You have such a way with words, Ned. Song's called The Pusher. Any pushers in the troll room? We have kickers and booters. Net's got a pusher or two in Detroit. They get killed so fast. Don't get high in your own supply.
You know I smoked a lot of grass. Lord, I popped a lot of pills. But I never touched nothing.
future. God damn, push a man.
Steppenwolf, the pusher only, the most family-friendly songs here on the Net-Ned Birthday Report. George Lynch, guitarist for Dokken and his own band, the Lynch Mob, turned 71 today. Not sure at 71 what kind of sensations he gets, but they might be wicked. Why are you wondering about the sensations this guy gets? That's a little weird, Net-Ned.
There you go.
Oh, to take a walk through Net-Ned's mind.
Oh,
Yeah, nothing like a little lynch mob in the morning, especially when Ron V in the troll room's talking about a shooting in Michigan where they set a church on fire. I mean, it's time. It's time to go back to the good old days where frontier justice just took care of the murderous, insane people in the society and expelled them. Ned Lukart, drummer for Wall of Voodoo, turned 67 today, and you may have heard him on the radio if you're in Mexico. Well, Vox is often in Mexico. This is exactly how the radio sounds in Mexico. An amazing track.
Feel a hot wind on my shoulder and the touch of a world that is older. I turn the switch and check the number. I leave it on when it's red, I slumber. I hear the rhythms of the music. I buy the product but never use it. I hear the talking of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. I dial it in then to the station. They talk about the U.S. inflation. I understand just a little. Don't comprende, it's so critical. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa.
Maybe forever.
You could have been back.
Yeah.
Who was the one old asshole that got hit right on the head and he goes, ow!
John Sterling, which...
And it was, Jesus.
Yeah, which we have played that a lot of times. And I think when I was originally going to play this, I was going to go back in on that. But instead, let's just take a quick look. Here it is, right by Keith's head again. all right. So, look, it could end up being a bit of a lost season for my team, the New York Mets. But... this was a controversial call, a broadcast call about a month ago.
Radio. Okay. From a on my shoulder. I dial it in from south of the border. I hear the talking of the DJ. Can't understand just what does he say. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. Okay, radio, radio, radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio. I'm on a Mexican radio. I'm on a Mexican, whoa, radio.
Yeah, that's Wall of Voodoo and Mexican radio.
Radio.
Sherpin says I'm on a Mexican radio right now. So it has to sound like this. And I'm going to call an audible here because Ned couldn't find it, but then I did. It is Moon Unit Zappa's birthday today, so let's do it.
And you might know this little girl. This is my sister, Moon Zappa.
You can dance if you want to.
This is my daughter, Matilda. Matilda has the very same birthday as Frank.
Yeah. It's all about a dance party right now. The disco mashup has already hit the stage a little early.
Not easy to sound this good.
Thank you so much. I love dancing.
Worth it.
Worth
it.
Work it.
It's a great show.
Kurt Memers is on the table again. Yeah, never could I accomplish it.
Where their first baseman, Pete Alonso, set the record for most home runs by a Met. And we're going to have some reactions to this call, but you're a broadcast professional. I want you to tell our audience what you think of Gary Cohn's call of Pete Alonso's record-breaking home run.
And Pete drives one to deep right center field, headed back toward the wall. It's out of here! Out of here!
Okay, so his nickname is the Polar Bear. I probably should have put that at the beginning. How do you feel about that call? He's on his own iceberg. I'm going to tell you, my 7-year-old daughter loves that call.
Yeah, I mean, it sounded pretty run-of-the-mill. Wasn't too great, wasn't too bad, I don't think. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you who hated it. Chris Mad Dog Russo.
And it was the whole record was before this nonsense. This is ridiculous. And by the way, if the Mets love Alonso so much, why did they pay him in the old season, for crying out loud? He was a free agent. They didn't want to pay him a nickel. He bounced around all over the place, and then he came back basically with his hat out. Please sign me. And then you saw...
Right. I could just picture me like a leather teddy. Yeah, right. Hurt me, hurt me. I'm sure, no way. He was like freaking me.
Cross her mind. Has something to do with where to find.
The Mets are doing tonight. This is a team that hasn't won in weeks. And this is the home runs. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Hojo!
This is not the Yankees.
So it's only 254. Okay. It's not a lot of home runs.
Okay. So he's ripping on the whole team. Yeah. They don't hit a lot of home runs over the years.
Yeah, right. And then after they play the clip that we showed.
People are making about Pete Alonso being the franchise record holder. Now for home runs, he passed Darryl Strawberry last night. Nobody in Metville that I know, and I know a lot of Met fans, after a stretch where they've lost 11 of 12 and have allowed the Phillies to bury them in the NL East. Now we're going to make big deal about Alonso's home run.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes that's all you have are those little moments. Yes. You know, Russo watches sports all day. And, a competitor of his in local New York broadcasting has some thoughts on that reaction.
If you have a problem with it being scripted, as you said, if it seemed a little corny, the polar bear on the ice, I get that. I get all that. But this kind of goes back to my conversation yesterday.
podcast, information, and entertainment. You're listening to the No Agenda Stream.
Say you wanna hurt me and want you dead. Come hear the voices.